This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
In the studio with us now is a man who we first chatted to around about 2 years ago. He was an up-and-coming DJ producer then. He'd had some success around the world, travelled a little bit as well. He's originally from New Zealand. He'd spent some time in Brisbane. He'd set up a DJ school, all kinds of amazing things, but decided to put roots down here in Melbourne. Have to say, in the last few months, it's paying dividends. Jolly on Petch, welcome back to Joy.
Kia ora. I thought I'd put the kia ora in there for you guys. Hello, everyone out there in Radio Land.
Yes. Now, it has been almost 2 years since we...
I think so. It was basically when I first came down to Melbourne and... So, yeah, it's been ages since I've sat with you guys in the lovely studio looking out on this beautiful day in Melbourne.
I know, and it's quite impressive from up here.
And it's a bit of a hive of entertainment out in the reception area there.
Oh, with Reese visiting
and all
as well.
All the little groupies out there.
Yeah, it's been amazing.
Streaming teams.
A hive of activity today. Now, I have to say that I need to ask you a question because something we saw you DJ at New Year's Day night,
the Rock City
party over at Track. And it's funny, no matter how many times I beat up our presenters and try and...
beat them up.
Yeah. They can't get your name right.
I've got a funny story
especially the ones that actually come from New Zealand.
I know. And the whole thing is, what reminded me of that was on New Year's Day. Now, I don't even know if you saw it because you were DJing. They got your name wrong on the lights underneath.
Did.
They did.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. What were you, Joylon? For the first 10... Yeah, it was Joylon.
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 Yeah, Joylon.
Oh, that one really gets on my nerves. I couldn't tell you how many times my name has been mispronounced that way.
It is, and it's just as it's spelled. It's just Joylon, isn't it?
It's just Joylon. Like I say, it's Julian with O's.
Yeah.
No, Joylon.
And, you know, have you thought about changing your name to John or maybe DJ JP or something?
Or Joylon.
Well, I've got lots of joy in my loins, you know.
Damn.
But I tell you, like, over the last couple of months, my music's been getting played on a lot of international radio shows. And I'll tune in and listen to some of these repeats over in England or America, wherever. And some of the responses that I've heard the presenters saying my name, it's just like, wow, I don't have an S anywhere in my name. Jocelyn.
Jocelyn.
Yeah. Joylon, that's the most common one. Jolton. Yep. And even my second name, Pouch, I had on the last one. So they got the first part, it's Jolyon Pouch. I'm like, well... Okay, I'll just. Thanks for playing my music.
Yeah. Now, when you first came to Joy a couple of years ago, the track that brought you to amazing attention. I have to say that everybody at the station, no matter what their specific interest in music, when they listened to this particular track, everyone loved it, and it was your remake of Rihanna's Stay, which just turned it into this beautiful house classic.
Classic funky vocal house.
I know, because we all hated the Rihanna.
I know, that's what you guys were saying last time. You're like, we're not even going to playlist it. And then that one came about and you're like, tasty.
And everybody to this day, if they know your name and Joy, they know about that track. So
Great. Thank you very much for supporting it on air, guys. That means a lot to me. And obviously helping get my name out there in Melbourne as well.
And now you've been a very, very busy person in the last couple of years. Is the DJ school up and running in Melbourne?
Well, to tell you the truth, I actually had to pull back from that just because I was too busy. Uh-huh. And my music career's really kind of ramped up in the last 10 months. And so as much as I'd like to be able to go out there and teach new guys and girls how to DJ, I just don't really have the time.
Yep.
Doing it was a lot of fun, and you got to meet a lot of people, and you actually because we were doing it as group sessions, that you know, these kids would go away with some good friends, you know, and the funny thing is, most of the guys that we've trained will go out into the clubs and you see them and they're actually DJing now and they're coming up to you, oh, thank you so much. Because we, you know, what I've experienced since I've been in Melbourne is there's a lot of DJs that think they can DJ. But we...
yes.
But we, you can press a button on the CDJs to just sync things together. But I come from the old school vinyl background. So I'm like, okay, guys, we're going to teach you how to do it like on CD players, but the old school way. And, you know, they come away with a really good understanding of music by the end of the course. So... unfortunately, I'm not doing it anymore, but we might look at something later on in the year, a specialised course or something like that.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, I think I was expecting that answer, just looking at the amount of work you've been putting out in the last few months. You are... I noticed that a lot of DJs, and you are someone who does this quite a lot as well, you tend to put your own spin on popular music, which is not necessarily an officially released track. It's known as a bootleg.
A bootleg, yeah.
Now, what's your motivation for doing the bootlegs as a DJ?
Well, I guess lately... Like, I've just done the Rihanna and the Kanye and the Paul McCartney thing, and that one's been just going nuts. And basically, I heard that come out, and I'm like, okay, it's Rihanna, it's Kanye, it's Paul. They've all got huge fan bases, and it's acoustic. A lot of these dance music stations aren't going to play this. So I put my own spin on that one, for instance, and the amount of new fans that have come over to my fan pages and my social media, and even DJs, are going, you know, that's the whole reason I'm doing it, just to create a bigger fan base. Yep. I've also done the Kylie and Giorgio Moroder's one, which,
yes,
that, you know, people obviously love Giorgio, and he hasn't done anything for so long, and obviously Kylie's such an icon. So to be able to put a club spin on that, and obviously for my DJ sets, I'm able to play something that is not obviously as slow. Let's going back to the Rihanna one, not anything like slow that like that, because you're going to clear a club, even though it's big artists like that. So that's kind of really the reasoning behind that. And then obviously I'm releasing the cover songs on my label, which I can actually release officially,
and people can buy and support you in that way,
just like the Stay thing. But yeah, with the bootlegs, it's more for my DJ sets. And
you obviously feel like that works on the dance floor, because people get a song they're familiar with vocally,
100%,
but they get something they can dance to.
You know, commercial radio, I mean, that Rihanna, the 4 or 5 seconds, that's being hammered on commercial radio. Now, you can play that in a club, but you'd have to probably start the set off with it. And if you played that main set, you're going to clear the floor. Now, thankfully, I've done a pretty decent remix in my mind, and all my friends that have listened to it, and I've sent it out to a lot of DJs and had people requesting it, you know, they're just loving it. So I think initially I'll just keep it for myself, and I'm just test it on my dance floors, and I see how it goes, and I'll go back to the studio and I'll just tweak things here and there. But my production skills kind of gone up in the last, I'd say probably the eight months, and now it's like most things that I'm putting out, I know it's going to work on the dance floor.
Mm-hmm. I reckon it's time to test it on Joy.
Oh, yeah. What do we got here? What have we got?
We've got Rihanna and Kanye West and Paul McCartney.
Let's do it.
We've got the Jolly on Pitch.
Is this an exclusive?
Well, it's probably the first time on Joy.
Let's call it an exclusive.
Yeah, we've got Jolly on Pitch's tropical radio edit of 4 or 5 seconds. Have a listen, let me know what you think. 0427 Joy 949.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ Community Radio Station, Joy 94.9.
That was Jolly on Petch's very own remix of the Rihanna Kanye Paul McCartney smash hit 4 or 5 seconds.
That's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful.
With them.
It was. Let us know what you think. 0427 Joy 949. I love it. You could dance to that, and that's the point.
And you heard my opinion was, I love that version, whereas I hated the original.
See, you said about the Stay as well. I think Rihanna's, her voice is just... for me, when I'm remixing stuff, I just love her voice and the tone of it. So to actually work on something that's Kanye as well, it's quite cool.
Now, absolutely. Now, one of the things that we sort of alluded to is that your presence in Melbourne clubs has exploded in the last few months. So let me see if I've got at least some of them. Okay. We've got you're now a regular DJ on the Rock City circuit,
yes.
And I know that our crowd are loving that. You got a DJ residency at Boutique on Saturdays.
I'm doing that. That's like a weekly, fortnightly kind of thing.
Yeah, you've got the Emerson on a Sunday night.
Sunday and fortnightly Saturdays.
Fantastic. Anywhere else that I've missed?
We've got some stuff up at Club 23. We've got my record label, the Club Luxury, which is all very Head Candy-esque.
Mm-hmm.
That's happening the following Saturday at Club 23. So I'm doing Club 23, doing Little Red Pocket. There's a few little things kind of brewing around as well. But, you know, it's since the last time that I talked with you guys, it's just really exploded for me. And it's fantastic. I love Melbourne. I don't have any regrets about moving from the Gold Coast here. You know, Melbourne's such a great scene. There's such a great house scene. Everyone loves, you know, they really appreciate the music here. And I kind of lost my soul a little bit when I was in the Gold Coast. So,
lost the Gold Coast.
I got a great tan, but that was about it.
One of the other things, of course, and it's not just you're DJing, your production duties on the official release side is also
we've been doing
ramped up, and you've done a couple of tracks with British DJ Esquire. How did that relationship come about?
His real name's Lee, so mm-hmm. he came down last year in November and brought him down to New Zealand, and basically all the New Zealand DJs, they absolutely love his production. So he didn't really have a huge, huge fan base in Australia. Well, I suppose he had with the DJs.
We've been playing his remixes for ages.
With the DJs, but to try and get the wider public to kind of know who he is, it's a little bit more difficult. But anyway, he came down and absolutely smashed it at this big festival party called Fiesta del Sol in Auckland.
Mm-hmm.
And then played a show in Auckland, and we got in the studio straight afterwards, and The first day we finished a remake of Rhythm as a Dancer, the classic Snap one. And
I was going to mention that, which has gone nuts.
That's
for you.
Probably my biggest track of the year. I mean, we got to number three on the Beatport House charts, which is huge. People like Oliver Howden's, Chucky, I can't even think who else. But there's a lot of big DJs getting right behind that. And yeah, I mean, we basically finished that, and we were going to bed, and he goes, "Oh, I might send this out to like the Crazy Ibiza guys. They have a record label. I'll send it in the morning." I said, "Oh, well, you know, it's going to be like morning their time if you send it now." So I went home, woke up the next morning, and he goes, "Oh, yeah, the track got signed." Okay. So then the next day we went and wrote another song, which is Free, which was another cover of Rudimental and Emily Sandé.
Yep.
Which I played at Rock City on New Year's Day night, and that was huge. I think probably the biggest song of the night for me. And then we wrote an original. So we've kind of, while he's been overseas, we've kind of been like going back and forth with a few tracks. So we've actually signed another two singles to another two big labels. So it's really positive, but it's been great, and it's definitely helped my career.
Absolutely, and I think we need to sample the newest one.
Oh, what
for
we got?
You guys.
Oh, bit of Free?
No, this is Wrong.
Oh, Wrong. Oh, this is another one.
This is the brand new one for you guys.
This is my brand new one.
Yeah, with you and Esquire.
Yep.
So, and this is the Esquire versus Offbeat
remix. I love this one. Beautiful. And for anyone that knows Everything But the Girl, this is the...
I knew it.
There you go. Now it's coming back.
Yes.
I don't want to be known as the cover guy, but, you know, it works in my DJ sets, all the covers, because people, they can sing along with it, and we're putting it a CD compilation together with all of our big tunes, so look out for that
one. We're going to talk to Jolly on Petch a little bit more. We're going to listen to this brand new track now. Sam's up with the news headlines as well. This is Joy.
Shouldn't I wanted to know what it was like, and I pushed you to find, started laying down the law to lie.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
That's Johnny on Petch and Esquire. That's their remake of the Emily Sandé classic Free here on Joy 94.9, 18 minutes to 6. Johnny on, you've worked with Esquire on a few tracks. That was definitely a fantastic example there.
Thank you.
You get to work with him again tomorrow.
I do. We're going to be doing a big show at Rock City. Can't wait. My second one this year. His first one ever. So I twisted Dean, the promoter's arm, going, "Oh, mate, you really want to get Esquire in there? He's going to play some amazing songs." So I'm really looking forward to the set. It's going to be our first time playing together as well.
Mm-hmm. Are you doing the dueling?
We're double dueling.
Dueling DJs.
Yes, dueling DJs. That's a tongue twister right there. So I'm really looking forward to that. We're going to be playing loads of our new stuff, all big vocal, hands in the air type stuff. So I think
hands in the air vocal. It's
crowd's going to love it.
It sounds like a Rock City kind of one.
I think so.
I can imagine the old Dean Murphy hanging down the front with his burp and going.
it's a big lineup, and also our friend Wayne G's coming over for
absolutely.
It as well.
Absolutely.
So we love a bit of Wayne. He's good.
We do. And he's actually staying around for the Sunday.
He wants to get in the studio too.
He does.
Yeah, yeah. So you never know. It could be a little JP, WG collab.
You're a man in demand.
You are.
Hey, I tell you, it's collabs are the way to go at the moment. You know, you've got to collaborate with some guys. That means they get to a bit of your fan base, you get to some of their fan base. So I think that's the way of the future, really.
All right. Any surprises you two are going to pull out? You know, going to knock the socks off the crowd?
I think we'll definitely have a few little surprises in there. I like to do a lot of a cappella drops and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, you'll be listening to one song and then it'll be a bit of a mashup on there, but it'll all be done live. So I used to do that when I was working up in Cyprus, when I was resident there. So it'll be good to just bring this element back to my DJing and have Lee there. And it's just good because we've actually started our own record label as well called House Life. So it's going to be lots of exclusives just for Rock City.
Fantastic. Now, so the track you've got with Esquire called Wrong, that's brand new.
You've
got a couple of other new ones out.
So I've just finished one with Kid Cream. Mm-hmm. He was like, when I started DJing, him and Junior Jack and the Freemasons and Soul Avengers, Moto Blanco, all those guys were like my idols. And now I'm actually really good friends with every single one of them. So, and most of them are playing my stuff. So I ended up working with Kid Cream, and we put it out on a legendary house label called Positiva. And that just got played by Pete Tong and Afrojack and Bob Sinclair, and the list goes on. So it's fantastic to see that the music's getting out there. And I'm actually going over to Europe to work in the studio, in his Belgium studio, in May. And
we'll do some more work there.
Do some more collaborations over there, and a big singer from the UK, from a band called Cosheen that you might know about.
Yes, already salivating over that one.
So we're doing a bit of name drops here, but you know, music's going well, guys.
Yeah. No, I look forward to it all. I think it must be at the point where we can now claim you as Melbourne's own, Jolly on Petch.
I think so. Although, you know, I do support the Kiwis, unfortunately not in the cricket. We did well, but, you know, you guys absolutely destroyed us in the end. So,
yeah, but
I'm loving Melbourne. I won't be going back to NZ for any time soon, so I suppose Melbourne can claim me.
All right, done. Fantastic. If you want to catch Jolly on tomorrow night at Rock City, you can do that. Check out the Rock City Facebook page.
It's going to be huge, people.
It is going to be massive.
Come and see
massive.
Us. Rock it.
Check him out otherwise at his residencies every couple of weeks at Boutique and at
Emerson. Club 23, Little Red Pocket, all over the shop. Baroque as well when that's shut down for renovations, but I'm a resident there as well. So
fantastic.
Yes, get in around town.
Search out Jolly on Petch, Jolly.
Come on.
Jolyon.
Not Joylon.
No, Jolly on Petch.
So that would actually suit the radio.
Yeah.
So, don't forget, when you do see the Murph, tomorrow, give him a, you know, what for the Joylon.
Because I can't believe he didn't tell you.
I'm sure that we had a video and it had my name.
Yeah, he fixed it before they started videoing. Yeah.
Okay. Right, if you're listening, Dean.
We're tattletales.
We're gonna wrap it up now. We've talked about it lots and lots and lots, and there was no way we were going to get away with not playing your very own bootleg remix of the Giorgio Moroder Kylie Minogue
exclusive
track. I think this one would be an exclusive to Australian radio now.
Definitely. Not even Gadio has this, so this is an exclusive for you guys.
Fantastic. If you like the original, like I do, but you like your house music as well, you're going to love this mix. It's Jolyon Petcher's radio editor right here, right now. Jolyon, good luck with the show tomorrow. Good luck with everything that's
going
on. We'll have you back in, I am sure.
I look forward to it.
Jolyon Petch here on Joy. Here it is, Giorgio and Kylie.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.